Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 59. Visible translated text is as follows. Redirect examination. That cabbage doesn't look, states Exhibit G, as if it had been chewed at all. Cabbage chewed that way would be hard to digest. John Ashley Jones, sworn for the defendant. I have known Mr. Frank about a year and 18 months. His general character is good. Cross-examination. I am a resident agent for the New York Life Insurance Company. I don't know any of the girls at the pencil factory. I have never heard any talk of Mr. Frank's practices and relations with the girls down there. Mr. Frank has a policy of insurance with us. It is our custom to seek a very thorough report on the moral hazard on all risks. The report on him showed up first class, physically as well as morally. I went to him in January 1913 and tried to write him additional insurance. And on April 8th, I went to the factory to take his application, where I met him and his wife. After a thorough examination of him by our physician and a very satisfactory report covering his moral reputation, we issued him a standard policy. I have never heard of Mr. Frank going out to Druid Hills and being caught there, but it was the business of our inspector to find out, and he certainly would have issued such a policy if he had found it out. Two or three of us in the office signed a long letter to the grand jury in the interest of justice. Mr. Robert L. Cooney, Mr. Hollingworth, Mr. Clark, and myself signed it. We decided this was a matter of persecution. I think Mr. Cooney started it. No, I have never heard of Mr. Frank's kissing girls and playing with their nipples on their breasts. I have never known Mr. Blackstock. I never heard that Mr. Frank would walk into the dressing room when the girls were dressing, nor that he tried to put his arms around Miss Myrtis Cato and tried to shut the door on her, or going in the dressing room with Lula McDonald and Rachel Prater, nor that Mrs. Pearl Darnell about 5 years ago threw a monkey wrench at him when he sought to put his hand on her and held money in one hand. I have never seen any nude pictures hanging in.